like I said, I think it was a .45 he had. I'd have to go back and look, but they said the bullet holes in the car matched the gun that he had, matched the cartridge, the holes matched the size of a .45. You know, I don't know if back then they could tell, you know, if they can look at the cartridge and tell, but I guess today they can. But yeah, they said the bullet holes in the car were the same diameter as if he shot it with a .45. I think it was a .45. He had a .45. But, you know, there was a lot of inconsistencies in the story, you know, and they said that it's solid proof that the wife was shot outside the car because of the blood on the ground, you know, and blood all over the fender in front of, on the front car. They shot, the ambush happened on the driver's side, as we all know. So they said the head prosecutor or something put out a statement saying that if Buford Posse were alive today, he'd be indicted on murder charges.